crews continue to battle 137 wildfires along the West Coast. Here's a look at all of them. Millions of acres have been burned as firefighters try and get those blazes under control. The nation's largest electric utility provider is cutting power to thousands of Northern California residents to prevent electrical equipment from causing more wildfires. News Nation reporter Jessica Minch has more on the power shutoffs.
The downtown area of Placerville, California is bracing for power shutoffs tonight. Pacific Gas and Electric says it plans to cut off power to roughly 65,000 customers across more than a dozen counties. The utility company says this is all part of its efforts to prevent equipment from sparking wildfires. Now, business owners in this area have been through power shutoffs before, but most say this year it's worse than ever. They're already dealing with COVID-19 restrictions that have had a major hit to their bottom line. And now they're forced to go another day without new customers. Still, most seem to understand that the high temperatures and intense winds in our forecast could make for very dangerous wildfire conditions. As for PG&E, it plans to have the power back on by Monday evening. I'm Jessica Mensch, News Nation, Placerville.
Thank you, Jessica. In Colorado, the Cameron Peak Fire is now the third largest wildfire in state history. It's burned more than 124,000 acres. It's only at 25% containment. It has forced evacuations of nearby communities and campgrounds. And today's firefighting efforts have focused primarily on protecting structures at risk.